Dear Governor Nixon, the three of us write you as former presidential candidates, as concerned citizens, and in the case of Ron Paul, as a sitting member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and Bob Barr, as a former member, 1995 to 2003. We bring to your attention the most disturbing document being circulated by the Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC, over the seal of your office and your name as governor. We respectfully demand that the following described document be immediately removed from any and all websites associated with or maintained by the state of Missouri or any agency thereof, including the MIAC. That the said document no longer be circulated by the state of Missouri or any agency thereof or associated therewith. That the state of Missouri repudiate its references to the three of us as contained therein. The document to which we refer is identified as follows, and a copy enclosed therewith. And of course, it's the MIC strategic report dated 2/20/09, and it's titled The Modern Militia Movement. Four names appear on the masthead of this document: Jeremiah W.J. Nixon, Governor; John M. Britt, Director, DPS; James F. Keithy, Colonel, MSHP; and Van Godsey, Director, MIAC. The aforesaid report is imprinted at the bottom of each page thereof with the following designation: unclassified, law enforcement sensitive, close quote. It would be difficult, Governor, to recount in any letter of reasonable length the nonsense and inaccurate information contained in this so-called strategic report, which concerns purported analysis of the modern militia movement, in quotes. The report draws links between white supremacists, anti-immigration persons, people opposed to gun control, those who do not favor the Federal Reserve Banks, and much more. Were the report nothing more than a nonsensical diatribe penned by some uninformed person, we would certainly not take our time writing this letter. Although we might respectfully suggest you might want to question why such nonsense is of interest to and being disseminated by an agency connected to the state of Missouri. Our concern, which we believe warrants your attention, however, is found at the top of page 4 of this document after the heading Political Paraphernalia as follows, quote, militia members most commonly associated with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members to display constitutional, and that's a misspell because it's constitution, not constitutional, party, campaign for liberty or libertarian material. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidate Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr, close quote. If it is the intent of the state of Missouri to link three legitimate former candidates for the office of the President of the United States, who also happen to be a sitting member of the U.S. House, a former member of the U.S. House, and a Baptist minister, then this document clearly does so. And this is the basis for our demand that the document be removed, its distribution, and any actual applied adoption by the state of Missouri stop. If it is not the intent of the state of Missouri to make such a link or implication by and through the appearance or distribution of this document, then we similarly demand the document be removed from any and all websites maintained by or associated with the state of Missouri or any agency connected therewith, that the state issue an immediate and unequivocal repudiation of the document. In view of the fact that there are indeed real criminals present in Missouri and many legitimate matters of public safety on which your office, the Department of Public Safety, the Highway Patrol, and even the MIAC should focus their attention and resources, we respectfully assert that spending any time, resources, or effort on the nonsense contained in or about this MIC strategic report constitutes an irresponsible and inappropriate use of official resources. We stand ready to discuss this matter with you at your convenience. However, the action respectfully demanded in this letter is requested within 3 days of you receive this letter. In the meantime, with kind regards, we are very truly yours, Ron Paul, Member of Congress, Republican candidate for President 2008, Bob Barr, Member of Congress 1995-2003, Libertarian Party nominee for President 2008, Chuck Baldwin, Minister, Crossroad Baptist Church, Constitution Party nominee for President 2008.
Okay, but we're having to edit copy at 10 minutes before the hour, so I don't know what to do. And new tonight.
We're okay with new tonight.
No, why are we saying in new tonight? We should say in this just in. And this just in, dot, dot, dot. Barack Obama talking about the importance. No, it's not just. Okay. Why is this new tonight, guys? It's not new tonight. He gave this. No. But he gave this speech yesterday. That's the Fox way of doing things. Okay, then what is this? What's in the prompter now? Is this an intro to Raymond or a tease? You guys have seen me so confused with these long... Did you edit it down? Catch and release may work for fishing, oi. But it is not stopping the flow of a... No. Did you not give him the edits to this, Brian? Remember I gave you the edits? Okay, the edits were never done to this segment. To that tease.
Because it was shorter.
But this was actually edited by Brian had the edits and get. But this is wrong. I handed it to you. I don't.
I changed it physically.
Brian said he changed it. He did not change it. Okay, back it up, please. Get rid of all this. I don't want to see all this. It's making me nervous. Okay, we have 2 minutes to showtime.
30. Can we clear, please?
We have 30 seconds to showtime.
30 seconds for what? To you.
To the show.
Well, can someone like...
I thought you said 3 minutes.
Well, Jesus, God in heaven. Raymond, turn this off.
You just said 3 minutes.
Okay. And the word "the" is spelled wrong in the prompter.
Okay.
How do you like
I never
it?
Had any Scalia things. I asked for those. I know, but I never had them. I actually had to have them in my hands. I don't know what they were. Who's the guest? Can you do me a favor before each segment? Say the name of the guest to me. Because I never got a folder on this. Never got one. I don't have any folder on his name. I don't see his name anywhere. I don't have any folder with his name on it. These are my folders. He's nowhere. I don't have a packet. I have nothing. No, I have nothing. Nada. So I'm going to be going with no background and no preparation. No, what are you doing? It was over. The show was... What are you counting down to? I'm sorry. I'm just like... The show was over. How we can't get that right. I just don't get it. Drives me crazy. Really crazy. Perfect is the enemy of the good, but come on, give me a break. I don't even have an article about the California. There's no, my packet has not even one article about the actual California case, by the way. Not one. No, I don't have anything. I have a bio from this guy, Bainbridge. Come on. I know, but I don't have one thing from California. I don't even have an article.
15 seconds.
It is not here. I have Bainbridge. I don't have anything. I've gone through every article. Jesus, God in heaven. I thought you were telling me I had to wrap it. Well, you guys put stuff in the prompter, and you gave me a one-minute cue. No, I don't like that. I like 30 seconds. I don't need a minute. We're going to tell you about that when we come back. If one more person opens that door, I'm going to nail that door shut during the show. Who is that hovering in the hallway? Opening the door and hovering. I don't want to hover. Jeez. They're hovering and opening and closing.
All right.
Don't hover at me. God. And every time you flip the screen from an element to the monitor, I get some Hispanic looking man on the screen. I don't know who he is, but he's been on my prompter the whole night.
Is it illegal?
Every time you flip from script to video, there's a man in the prompter who's has a glass. There he is. Did you just see him?
I did. It's the dome shot in DC.
Nothing was in the prompter, and I had no element card, which I never had for that segment.
Sorry.
That's why if I have my elements, I don't rely on the prompter. I didn't have any elements. I'm not getting any direction, okay? You guys got to direct me in the prompter with those full screens, okay? Griff, will you hand me these things so I can read these? Because you tried to read one, and it wasn't clear.
Okay.
What? Justin returns in a moment. Can you get Tom, please, in here, Brian, as I asked at the beginning of the segment? And what was up? What happened at the beginning of the segment, Jessica? Okay, so there was a mistake in the rundown. Is that the way? Is that why it happened? Because okay, so we're not timing out our shots properly. Add that to the list. That looked horrible, and it screwed me up at the beginning of the segment. Ridiculous. Where is Tom? Can you someone get me him?
A little higher, please. A little higher.
Can you call him, Jessica, or have someone? He was supposed to be in here for that last segment, and he wasn't.
A few minutes. A little bit higher.
And Jessica, you're in my ear for... Quiet. You're in my ear for too long when you said we have a side of Obama. It's too much. You got to be in for a second. You can't... I'm not having elements sent. Don't come in my ear. Just don't. You can't see him at all. Look at this. Look at the way this is shot.
You're going straight to E2. No tag
one. Oh my God. This is a train wreck. No question.
Lord about the president, for 7.5 years I've worked alongside him, and I'm proud to be his partner. And we've made triumphs, we've made some mistakes, we've had some success.
Hello?
Wait, it starts talking to T-Bag.
You are listening to the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Very privileged to have with us in the studio today a 19-year-old perfect master. He's also a Swami and he's only 19. And what is your name?
Craig Baker.
Craig Baker, right. Yes. Well, right. Could you tell us, please tell us where you come from?
I'm from Champaign, Urbana. I'm really from Urbana. But Champaign's right next to it, like Twin Cities.
It's a very beautiful city.
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad.
Very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they are twins.
Yeah.
Now, could you tell us, please, Mr. May I call you Craig?
Yeah, call me Craig. Right, right.
Okay, Craig. Well, Mr. Craig, tell me how you became a master and why you indeed call yourself perfect.
Oh, well, one summer I needed some money for school, you know. So I decided to do this because I figured I couldn't get a job, you know, mm-hmm. because I had to cut my hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to become a perfect master. I get it for school, mostly.
Yes, I noticed also that you're wearing white painter's overalls. It says Hebrew right. National on it. What does that mean? What is the significance of that?
Well, I paint houses, too, sometimes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's very much old. So in other words, this is something that's very, very new to you.
Yeah, it's pretty new, you know, but I like it, you know.
You like
it? It's a good job, yeah.
Well, please to tell me, since you are a perfect master, how do you think about, do you like drugs?
No, I don't think so, you know, because I saw a big sign one time that said, why do you think they call it dope, you know?
Mm-hmm, yes,
well, and, I use Dristan.
Dristan, you know?
It helps clear my nasal passages, I can think better.
Yes, well,
that's the only thing I use. So.
If you don't mind my saying, so I saw you on a TV show about a month ago. And
you saw me on TV?
I saw you.
How was it? Pretty good?
It was very good, very illuminating. And what I remember best is you say, I can sure put that Colt 45 away.
Right, I say, you know, you only go around once in life. You got to grab for all the gusto you can get. I like Colt 45, though. I really like Colt.
Yes. Yeah. As you said on the show, it gives you a buzz. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I really get out of it. You
know? Well, tell me, please, Mr. Craig, what do you do for meditation, yoga? What kind of exercises do you do in the morning?
Well, I throw a frisbee around.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I throw a frisbee. That helps me think.
Do you have a silly putty?
Yeah, I used to have a silly putty.
Silly putty is so very funny. Tell me what... Tell me what what do you eat? What does the perfect master eat?
Well, you know, I figure if you get 3 squares a day, you're okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get 3 good meals a day, stay away from the fatty foods.
That is true. Now, what if I am one of your disciples to say that? What if, and I say to you, well, all I can afford is a devil dog, what do you say to me?
Well, if that's all you got, if that's all you have the money for, I'd say eat it, you know?
Eat it.
I got about 12 or 13 disciples now.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes, well.
Yeah.
You probably know them by name.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know them all.
Now, would you tell me, as a perfect master, one other thing, are you celibate?
Oh, no, man. No, no. See, one of the reasons I became a guru is I thought it'd be a good way to meet girls.
In other words, you meet girls?
Yeah, you meet a lot of girls in this business.
Well, how do they come up to you? What do they call you?
They come up to you. They're coming on to you all the time, you know, because they think you're really great, you know, and hot stuff. So, you know, I meet them, and sometimes I don't make it with them. You know, every once in a while I do.
Tell me something else. Now, how long would you expect to go on with this?
Well, at least until I finish school.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I don't know what I'm going to do after that. Maybe I'll go into advertising or something.
Advertising.
Yeah,
very,
I think that's a good field.
Very good business. Very good.
You know?
No, one other thing we like to know before.
Creative, you know.
It's creative. Yes, I've heard that. What? Tell me, please, what also is, do you perform any miracles?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to perform one today. If you want to see one?
Yeah, I'd love to
see
one.
All right. Here, as you can see, I have this container here.
Yes, I see it.
All right, now I'm going to open the top. Mm-hmm. Now, as you can see, this is a banana.
Banana,
I'm
yes.
I'm going to put the banana inside.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to put this vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
Inside.
Inside this okay. Also.
And some homogenized milk inside.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Okay.
All right, put the top on.
Put the top
now
on.
You put it on blend, right?
Blend, right.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, it's turning around inside.
Yep. Not too long. Whoop. There. Here, give me your cup here.
Okay.
Here you go. For you.
Ooh.
Only for me. Now, see, that's a banana smoothie.
Oh, is that a smoothie?
Yeah. Right?
Well, I thought someone was being rude when they said to me one night, may I have a sip?
Yeah, help yourself. It's good stuff. It's really good. See, I figured if I turn, those solids into liquids, I think that's a miracle.
Oh, it's very good. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, it's good. Very
it's good. It's good stuff.
The gut is only 100.
You can't drink too much, boy. You put on some weight. You know, you get a gut, don't you?
Yes, well, I don't want to have no tummy on me. No.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, Mr. Baker, and best of luck to you.
Well, listen, can I give a few words of wisdom?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I like to say right now, save your money, put it away for a rainy day, and, find a nice girl, settle down with her, and,
thank you very much.
Live a clean life. And,
thank you very much.
Clean living. That's what I know.
Thank you again. Thank you very much.
Pictures presents Bill Murray in a role unlike anything he's ever done before. The Razor's Edge, based on the classic novel by Somerset Maugham. It is a story of romance, deception, betrayal, sacrifice, and discovery. A thin line separates love from hate.
You care so much, Larry.
It's very easy to love someone like you.
Success from failure. Life from death.
When Piedmont died, I found out there's another debt to pay for the privilege of being alive.
A line as difficult to walk as a razor's edge. Bill Murray, in the story of one man's search for himself. The Razor's Edge.
Text sound, and it's a sort of a canonic text sound, and it's a sort of a canonic exploitation of text sound, and it's a sort of a canonic exploitation of words alone. His most recent composition, probably destined to be a very famous one, is based the words rainbow, jug, dandy, and bomb. Rainbow, jug, dandy, and bomb. I don't know what it is. Rain, jug, dandy, dandy, and bomb. Rainbow, I don't jug, rainbow, dandy, jug, and dandy, and bomb. Jug. Rainbow, yeah. Chug, womp. Yeah. I don't know the rainbow. chug, bang, and bomb. Identified flying object. And let's see, it's my mouth. Open my eyes. So I made up a formula. I said that a modernistic monstrosity in 20 years becomes a sophisticated curiosity, and in another 20 years becomes a modern masterpiece. Dum do dum do 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 dum 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 do dum do 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 dum 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 do dum do do dum 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 do dum.
sign now.
Tom, I needed you in here. Well, forget it. Forget what else you're working on. I needed you in here for this block. And it's too late now. Asked for you at the beginning of the block, beginning of the segment. It was terrible. What are you talking about, Lenny? You're talking too much. You gotta just quiet, please. I cannot focus. Why do I have... Okay, I'm talking about the Clintons with Dick Morris. This Gitmo thing is old, okay? No, it's ridiculous. Gitmo. I asked for two basic things I didn't get. The favorability rating of Congress and the Real Clear Politics average. I got neither of them. Two basic facts. Till it was too late. Is makeup coming into powder make? Because I look shining on my forehead. I mean, somebody's got to look at this stuff except me. Raymond, you got to not do that. Can someone tell me when I actually am supposed to speak? Because I hear 30 seconds from you and Linda gives me 15 seconds. Routinely, this is happening. So we need to... I don't have any questions. Any questions for this bug guy? Other than, are you kidding me? It's too short. Everything's cut too short. Can't see his face at all.
Less than a minute back to you. No time.
It's too short. It's too cut, too short. It's confusing. Nobody can follow this.
And then come on.
Are
20 and low 20. Oh my.